Father, we just bow down before you. Thank you for allowing us to assemble and to pray and to look at another prayer in the Bible, and also just to lift our voices in song briefly. So lead us and guide us. Fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the power of prayer, the opportunity to pray, the invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace. How blessed we are, Lord. We know you will hear our prayer, Lord, if we follow your Spirit as leading us. So may we surrender now in Jesus' name. Amen. 197, Fanny Crosby, song, Redeemed, Redeemed, His Child and Forever I Am. That's so astounding when you think that we are His child forever. Isn't that something?
That is.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. His child and forever I am. Verse 4. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Would you turn in your Bibles to Ephesians 3 once again, and we will finish this prayer today. You remember last week we talked about the mystery and the Apostle Paul's appreciation of the mystery. And what was that mystery? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ through the gospel, because Christ has come and broken down the middle wall of separation and made us all one. And now, having appreciated that ministry, having appreciated that mystery, he moves on into five petitions, and they're just so beautiful that I didn't even want to mess with them as far as separating them and so forth. And so I do want to call your attention to three pronouns in these petitions in verse 16, 17, and 19, the pronoun you. And, of course, the pronoun you can refer to us individually or to others. So we will read this through, look at this prayer just very briefly, and then at the end, I'd like us to pray first, pray together as it's worded, and then secondly, pray together and insert the name of the person to your right after the word you, and therefore pray, for example, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. The second time through, we'll say that He would grant you, Peggy, according to the riches of His glory. So we can pray for one another. This prayer, I think, very effectively, and the phenomenal petitions here are beyond understanding. They're too great. For example, to know the love of Christ, what love? That love which passes knowledge. So how can you know something that passes knowledge, you know? Unbelievable, isn't it? And to be able to comprehend what is the width and length and depth and height of His love, I mean, you can't know that. And, for example, that... all of these things here are just beyond us, but they're not beyond the Lord. So as we look at this in verse 14, for this reason, for this mystery, I bow my knees. Notice the coming in humility. I bow my knees to whom? To the Father. He's praying to the Father in the name, basically, of our Lord Jesus Christ, and from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We're all named by our Lord Jesus Christ. And that the first petition is that He would grant you what? According to the riches of His glory. Now, that's quite a standard, isn't it? That's the standard that He's asking to be granted here, according to the riches of His glory And who can understand how great his riches are? But they're beyond understanding, aren't they? So he's going to grant us, in effect, beyond understanding what? To be strengthened with might. To be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Oh, how I wish Christians would dwell on this petition often, particularly those who, every time you see them, they're, I'm so tired. I'm just so tired. I'm just so worn out. Oh, woe is me. I just don't have any strength. Well, maybe if you were praying to be strengthened with might through your Spirit in the inner man, there would be that inner strength at least. You might be physically absolutely exhausted, but you would still have that inner strength, wouldn't you? And that's what this prayer is. And then secondly, what? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. How about that? You know what dwelling means? It doesn't mean just pass by. It doesn't mean just stop in for a visit. It means to stay there. So that is the prayer, that Christ, in effect, would stay in our hearts. How does he stay in our hearts? It's through faith. It's through faith. We keep coming back to faith and belief. What is walking in the Spirit? It's living by faith in the Word of God and having the Word of God continually, daily, change our lives because of our belief in the Word and in Him, our faith in the Word. That's what changes us. And so we're walking in the Spirit if our life is continually being impacted by the Word of God. And as soon as we stay away from the Word of God, what happens? We go away from that faith. We go away from that Spirit. We start to rely on self, or we start to rely on the world, or we start to rely on something other than Him. And that's the way of the flesh, isn't it? So we want to be dead to that and live in the Spirit. So that Christ may stay, dwell, reside. And He is in your heart if you invite Him there and if you have that relationship with Him. But He will not force His way in, will He not? Will He not? So we need to have Him in our hearts, because that's the prayer, that He may dwell in your hearts through faith. And that what? You being rooted and grounded in love. Well, that's a good place to be, isn't it? Love is the fruit of the Spirit, that you being rooted and grounded in love, what may be able to comprehend. Okay, now try to get your minds around this. You're going to comprehend what is the width and length and depth and height of Christ. So you got that? You got any tape measure that'll go around that? I don't think so. And then it is what? With all the saints. So the prayer is there not just for you personally, although it is for you personally, but with all the saints, with all of His children. He loves us all the same, that we all may be able to comprehend what is the width, the length, and depth, and height. And we could go into that, you know, from the depth of hell to the height of heavens and so forth, from the east to the west and so forth. But it is beyond measure, isn't it? And then to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Now, get your mind around that one. To know what's beyond knowledge. That's something. But the love of Christ, that is a good way to define the love of Christ, isn't it? That it passes, surpasses knowledge. I mean, you can't limit the love of Christ, right? You can't say, well, you know, yesterday about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I finally used up all the love of Christ. There's no more left. It's all used. No. The love of Christ which passes knowledge. And then the fifth petition, what? That we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, how can you be filled with all the fullness of God? Solomon said what? Even the heaven of heavens cannot contain God. And he is praying here that we, each one of us, could be filled with all the fullness of God. So this is just mind-blowing when you start to really kind of think this through a little bit, because and of course, it ends then with the doxology, the praise to Him who is what? Who's able to do exceedingly abundantly. Because all of these things are exceedingly abundantly above anything we can even understand, aren't they? I mean, the fullness of Christ, the depth of His love, the height of His love, the length of His love, and so forth. So then we have that doxology, now to Him who's able to do, not just above all that we ask or think, not just abundantly above all we ask or think. But there's even another adjective there. Exceedingly abundantly. Now, Try to identify exceedingly abundantly, and you can't even identify that because it's so huge, and then it's above, not just what we ask or think, right? Because normally don't we pray for what we ask or think? If I have a petition for the Lord, it's usually something I can think about or ask about, isn't it? I mean, you know, maybe it's financial provision or maybe it's healing. And I can understand that. I mean, I can understand what I'm asking for. But here he's asking for something over and above what we can ask or think. And then not just a little bit over and above it, but abundantly over it, and then exceedingly abundant over that. So that's a prayer you can pray for me anytime. So now, if we would just in unison begin with verse 14 through 21, let's just pray it together as we read these 8 verses. And then the next time we go through it, we'll insert the name of the person to your right after the 3 pronoun yous in verses 16, 17, and 19. All right, well, let's pray this prayer together. And the first time as we pray it together, let's think in terms of the you as being ourselves. The second time, we'll think of it as being the you to the person right of us, okay? For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being grounded and rooted in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now pray it again and put the person's name. We'll grant you, and then put the comma, then the name of the person to your right, and be thinking of praying for that person as you pray through this prayer. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, Peggy, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, John, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you, Peggy, may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly of all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church, Christ Jesus, to all generations. One thing I didn't really add, didn't really comment on, is that last verse 21 there, because it doesn't end with us, but this praise to him, and then it's what, to him be glory, what, in the church, by Christ Jesus, to what? To all generations forever and ever. That's quite a praise right there, isn't it? Father, we thank you for this prayer. It's just so awesome. And Lord, we all look at that and say, wow, you can pray that for me anytime, or every time you pray it, put my name in there. So Lord, we just thank you that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And you hear every prayer. You know every prayer we're going to lift up this morning already. And we just thank you for your presence. We thank you that you are good. And we thank you that you exhort us to come boldly to the throne of grace with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Lord, we come weak. We come with little faith. But we come in your great faithfulness. And Lord, we are cleansed because of your blood. We are righteous because you have imputed righteousness to our account. We are not self-righteous. We are not yet righteous in these sinful bodies, but we have it accounted to us because of what you have done. And so, Lord, you see us in white robes. You see us cleansed by the power of the blood of the Lamb. So lead us now in this time of prayer, and may it be sweet, meaningful, and sincere as we come to you in response to your leading. Holy Spirit, lead us now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Mm-hmm.